Cannibals in the Thick Disk 2, Radial Velocity Monitoring of the Young Alpha-Rich Stars, by P. Jor et al. We report the results from new observations from a long-term radial velocity monitoring campaign complemented with high-resolution spectroscopy, as well as new astrometry and seismology of a sample of 41 red giants from the third version of APOKASC, which includes Young Alpha-Rich, YAR, stars. The aim is to better characterize the YAR stars in terms of binary diffraction, mass, abundance trends and kinematic properties. The radial velocities of Hermes, Apogee and Gaia were combined to determine the binary fraction among YAR stars. In combination with their mass estimate, their evolutionary status, chemical composition and kinematic properties, it allows to better constrain the nature of these objects. We find that the frequency of binaries among overmassive stars is not significantly different than that of the other stars in our sample, but that the most massive YAR stars are indeed single, which has been predicted by population synthesis models. Studying their C/Fe and N/Fe trends with mass, many overmassive stars do not follow the APOKASC stars, favoring the scenario that most of them are product of mass transfer. Our sample further includes two undermassive stars with sufficiently low masses so that these stars could not have reached the red giant phase without significant mass loss. Both overmassive and undermassive stars might show some anomalous apogee abundances such as N, Na, P, K and crossing, although higher resolution optical spectroscopy might be needed to confirm these findings. Considering the significant fraction of stars that are formed in pairs and the variety of ways that make mass transfer possible, the diversity in properties in terms of binarity and chemistry of the overmassive and undermassive stars studied here implies that it is not safe to directly relate the mass of the YAR stars with age and that most of these objects are likely not young. This was Cannibals in the Thick Disk 2, Radial Velocity Monitoring of the Young Alpha-Rich Stars, by P. Jor et al.